Welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. We want to thank the Lord tonight that we can pray together in these difficult times. Lord, we thank you tonight that you've brought us together in this way. And Lord, there are those of our fellowship who need a special touch from you, a healing touch. And Lord, we pray for these brothers and sisters in the Lord. Lord, we bring Bob Mundy before you and pray that you will heal his hand, which has given him so much trouble. Lord, may he know a release from pain. May he be set free from that pain. And may the movement be fully restored in Jesus' name. And Lord, we bring Malcolm Wheeler before you and pray that you will keep him in good health and good strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless him, we pray, in Jesus' name. We also lift up before you tonight Anne Lee, Lord, and pray that you will bring her a complete healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray that she will have been refreshed by her holiday, Lord, and Lord, that she may know a strength, Lord, from you, that she may know your healing touch in her body, Lord, in Jesus' name. And again, we bring before you tonight Rose Joy. Lord, bless her, we pray, in the work that she does in hospital, Lord. But Lord, we pray that you will bless her also in her home and in her family. We pray that William, her husband, should know a complete healing from you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we bring our elderly sisters Sheila Barr and Rose Owerhunt before you, Lord. We pray that you will be with them, that you will keep them, that you will bless them, that they may know the comfort of your presence with them, Lord. They may know that rich fellowship, Lord, that heavenly fellowship with yourself in Jesus' name. Bless them, we pray. Meet their every need in Jesus' name. And Lord, tonight we continue to pray for an end to this coronavirus problem. We pray that people will respond properly to restrictions that have been applied to help us, Lord. Lord, may your people be able to stand firm in this time of trouble, to look to you in all things, to supply all our needs, to protect us from all harm, and to watch over us, and to deliver us from evil. Lord, we pray, help us also to discover new ways of fellowshipping together, of praying one for another, of being united, even though we are separated in so many different ways in these present times. Lord, how can we be one in all these things? Encourage us, Lord, and help us to encourage one another in testimony and to praise your name. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will keep us. Keep us safe, Lord. Keep us safe in your care in these difficult times. Lord, let us continue to be a praising people. In these dark and difficult days, Lord, let us exalt you and give you all the praise, all the worship, all the glory. We thank you, Lord, for the promises of your word. And we thank you tonight for that promise which we find in Philippians chapter 4, in verse 6, where it says, "Be careful for nothing." In other words, don't worry about anything. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, thank you, Lord, for such a solid promise. Thank you, Lord, for such a glorious promise. Lord, may we live in that glorious peace, a peace where there is no worry, where there is no anxiety, because we know and we are assured that, Lord, you, our God, will provide all our needs in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And now it's your turn to pray. If you're listening into this program, it's your turn to pray. Bring your request before the Lord. Give him the glory. And when you've finished, then click on the closing prayer button.